Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Azara podcast. How have you been? I hope you have been doing good. My name is Azania, and if this is your first time listening, I would like to welcome you. And if you're a returning listener, I want to say welcome to the Azara podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about faith, we'll talk about family, and we also talk about work. So, if again it's your first time, I am very happy you're here today. So, the past few days, I had a vacation with my family. And most times, if you think of a vacation, you would think, oh, travel or where to go. So, my husband and I work two different shifts, and a lot of times we have to really plan almost ahead of time, like a whole at least 6 months in advance, to make sure both of our hours work and we could both have days off if we want to go on a good, at least a week-long trip. So for this time around, I think we had been planning for at least over a year, and we were thinking of going to Florida. However, as the time kept coming closer, we were thinking, should we not, do we go, do we not go? And then looking at the weather, we saw the weather patterns, and again, like, we loved Florida, we'd like to go to Florida, we're kind of like, should we do it, kind of thing. And looking at the weather patterns, we're kind of like, maybe not. So we set up, just so to save on money and get good deals, we booked a hotel. And then as the time got closer, we kind of thought about maybe not to go. Something happened or something was about to happen, and within our family, we're trying to make sure we took care of that and not spend time traveling and then come back and kind of try to rush it through. So we decided to cancel on the trip. So hey, while we're talking about that, if you think about Florida, just pray for the people who are in the storm and how they're affected by the storm. So this time around, I was happy we didn't go. I'm that type of person who, if we plan a vacation that is a week long, we travel the day like after work, they pick me up from work and we get on the road and we come back like a day before or maybe 2 days before I'm supposed to go back to work. And then I'm grumpy, mean, and tired because I didn't plan rest, because I'm like, I don't want to miss anything. Go, 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 go. And now having kids, it's like when the kids are cranky and tired because they've been in the car for a long time, I'm like, oh, everybody's tired, everybody's mean, everybody's grumpy. So this time around, I was happy to stay home. And staying home had its own wins. And this time I didn't plan anything, I would be honest. I just wanted to see what it felt like to stay home. So like I was saying, this time around we stayed home, aka also known as a staycation. Yay! I am really glad that we stayed, because the place, again, we were going was supposed to be Florida. And I would be honest, anytime I hear hurricane, anytime I hear storms or tornadoes, I would rather be home than be on the road. And please, while you listen to this, please remember those in prayers, those in Florida, or those who were affected badly or lost loved ones due to Hurricane Ian. So some of the benefits of staying home, I would say rest, 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 rest. I was so refreshed, I would say, when I went back to work on Monday. I was ready to go. I didn't even have to drink coffee to stay awake, guys. That's how I would say rested I was. And another thing was, we saved money by not traveling. We saved on gas. Most of you know that the cost of gas has gone up, it's gone higher than what it was a couple of years back. And traveling by road, 18-hour drive, it would be very expensive. And when you travel with kids, you know, you have to stop for them to use the restroom. And then when you stop for restroom breaks, you stop at places that have sometimes food in case you didn't pack snacks. You have to get something, which ends up adding, which ends up being more expensive because you're spending money by, I mean, you stop for gas, so you end up stopping for treats and or snacks or food if you didn't pack something. So traveling or going on a vacation ends up costing money. And another thing that I would say that I was happy we stayed home was that I was able to get my hair done. So one thing that I would say was a, I guess, dollar saver for me when due to COVID was learning how to crochet braid my hair. Because of COVID and being pregnant during COVID, a lot of hair places were closed. So I watched a lot of YouTube and figured out a couple of websites that I could purchase hair products from. And I learned to do my hair simple, but it was neat. So by staying home, I was able to spend 6 hours to get it conrolled and the remaining 2 hours to attach the extensions on. So I was able to get my hair done. And then the opportunity to enjoy local vendors. We were able to visit a couple of places. I mean, hey, if you go to a farmer's market, you're able to see a local vendor. So that was wonderful, being able to do that and not rush doing that. We actually had an event at church that I was so happy that my husband, myself, and the kids were able to attend, which if we were not on vacation or if we're not on a staycation, that would not have happened. And last but I would say one of the most important things of staying was I was able to spend much needed time with family and go and spend time with family and enjoy my pillow. Hotels are wonderful, but I'll be honest, sometimes you just miss home. You miss your own bed. You miss how it smells and all of that. So I was happy to be home. Some of the cons, or a few of the cons for staying home, I would say for the most part is there is no separation of work time and home time. So because I was home, I spent quite a couple hours. I would say the first 3 days of my vacation from work, I spent working. I mean, thankfully for my family, were pretty gracious. I was answering phone calls. I was on my emails, not because I wanted to, but because people kept on calling and, where is this? Can you do this for me? Can you help me respond to this? So I spent at least the first 3 days doing work stuff. I love work. I love what I do. And I feel like I'm helping people. So it was not a problem for me. I was just a bit saddened because I felt like it took from the time I was supposedly spending or planning to spend with my family and doing work stuff. But that was fine. I think if I had traveled or if we were out of state, I would have left my laptop at home. And then anytime someone called, I'd be like, oops, sorry, I don't have it. Let me see who can help you. And maybe can you wait till I get back kind of thing. But that's the one, that was the one disadvantage of staying home. It's like you have access to taking care of the work stuff, even though you are not at work. Then I would say that was about the only con that I noticed about staying home. Yes, I mean, you don't find new places that you like. You don't find new stores to visit, even though you're like, what do you do? Browsing with your eyes. You don't go there or you don't find stuff like that if you're staying in your home or if you don't travel. But, I mean, if you make a time conscious effort to go out of your way to visit places you've heard of, or even use Google to look for a new place to eat, look for a new place to take the kids, that could be a win-win, I guess. So other than that, I would say, so I guess the beautiful thing about staycations are. Spend time with family. You don't get to spend money. I mean, most of us know we're in a... It depends on where you stand. Some people say we're in a recession. Some people will say we're not in a recession. But the cost of everything has gone up. So, staying home, I saved money. I was able to get my hair done. I was able to rest. And I would say that for me was the most important part. So, I would ask you, if you had the opportunity to go on a vacation, would you stay home or would you travel? What would you do? Let me know. So if you have tips and or tricks or things you do when you travel, hey, I'd like to hear from you. You can find me on the Izora Podcast on Instagram, Izora Podcast, and or you can email me, theizorapodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you want a little bit of the show notes, not exactly, or a little bit of a blog about what we talked about on this episode, you can find it at theizorapodcast.com. And I would say if you have a vacation, I hope you enjoy it. If you choose to stay home, I hope you also enjoy it. Until the next episode, I will talk to you then. God bless.